This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
And this ball's coming out. There's your speed, Dev.
There it goes.
Oh,
there it goes.
It's already a new season. The number two draft pick.
All right, Trevion Henderson. With the 100-yard kickoff return to start the game. That was a weird call, wasn't it?
I think this weekend you could tell, like, they had the B teams in. I'm not trying to be mean, but there were a lot of weird calls.
Well, what happens, AMAC, is, like, for instance, because I was watching, I mean, obviously I was watching Chick and B-Mitch, who know the Commanders real well, but of course they don't know the Patriots super well because they're not around them, right? Okay, fine. I think they did a fine job. But I was watching your beloved Giants against sort of my beloved Buffalo Bills in Orchard Park.
Jackson Dart touchdown was...
We're going to get there. Don't worry.
I'm saying the call, though.
Don't worry.
That call was...
All right, so I saw it on NFL Network, not the Giants feed.
Okay.
I saw it on NFL Network. They were airing the Bills feed,
yes.
But it's not the Bills local broadcaster. It's Andrew Catalan, who is a CBS national broadcaster who's used to parachuting in and out of games. And he works for them during the preseason, as most of the national broadcasters do, A, to get their own reps and experience and – you know, kind of get in the flow. So Andrew Catalan, I mean, he's not even there watching the Bills on a daily basis, never mind the Giants, right? But he's on a local Giants, on a local Bills broadcast, so that's probably part of the reason. I assume you watched it on NFL Network, right?
Yes.
So that's probably part of the reason why Andrew Catalan was not all that fired up for Jackson Dart throwing darts.
But this is the thing. It's not about fired up for me. Like, if a play-by-play is calling a touchdown, you shouldn't be interrupting him with color and
analysis.
Fair.
That's fair.
And that's my point.
That's fair.
That's just like, why are you talking right now?
Yeah, that's fair. I mean, sometimes analysts get, like, you hear it in a lot of exciting calls where the analyst just can't control themselves and their emotions. And I've been in that position before. It's not like I've done a lot of analyst work in terms of game broadcasts, but it's hard when you see something exciting to not get pumped up, good or bad. And usually, I mean good, but it could be bad too. It's hard. So I understand a little bit, but with seasoning, time, whatever, experience. I don't know. I just thought, I assume that was the Patriots. I know that wasn't Chick, who we had on Friday. I assume that was the Patriots call that I just heard there on the Trevion Henderson 100-yard kickoff return. But anyway, it wasn't all that inspiring, quite honestly. That being said, Trevion Henderson is inspiring. dude, that's going to be a guy to watch out for. Now, we all know what kind of skill set he has, right? And there was a lot of rumors that the Commanders were very interested in him. Clearly, they went Josh Connerly Jr. at the end of the first round. Trevion Henderson, I think, went 36th overall. So by the time they came back around, he was long gone. But man, Trevion Henderson, flashing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
That being said, again, you have to handle it better. Because here's the thing. It's one thing to give up a kick return to Trevion Henderson, right? Okay, it's fine. I mean, it's going to happen. He's fired up, what have you. To give up, quite honestly, if my computer would not fail me every single time that I need it not to fail me, to give up a long kickoff return of 62 yards to former Washington running back and kick returner Antonio Gibson. Remember when he was basically put on kick returns? And he had some success. But part of it was because they couldn't trust him to hold on to the football as a running back anymore. They benched him for that. Well, he had a 62-yard kick return Friday night. So it wasn't just, hey, man, there was the 100 to start the game. No. There was 100, and then there was a 62. That simply cannot happen under any circumstances whatsoever. And before we get a call or two in here at 301-230-0980, I'll just tell you, I mean, obviously, the game kind of takes a weird turn there. Duh, you're down 7-0 before a play from scrimmage is even run. But the Commanders' inability to convert on third down on their first series kind of gives the ball right back to New England. And it really kind of just, I don't know, set the tempo for the rest of the game in the way I saw it. And especially, like, okay, a couple of things. The second play, actually a completion of Ben Sinnott. Bad throw by Sam Hartman. It's behind him. It's high. It's inside. That's pickable if Ben Sinnott doesn't snatch it. Good job by Sinnott to get 5 yards, but more importantly, to catch the damn ball because it was in a bad ball location. And then on third down, this is not on Sam Hartman, but Chris Moore has got to come up with that. I mean, it just hits his shoulder plate on, I don't know, what would have been a 20-plus yard gain. So that's not really on Sam Hartman, even though, again, he had plenty of issues. And he wasn't good on his first throw either. But he was good, in my opinion, on that throw. And then the dropsies or the non-catchies started for the Commanders. So it was like, just on the first series and obviously the first kickoff, so many things went wrong. And you kind of wonder if that's a regular season game, if they can dig themselves out of it with, again, 30 players playing and with the emotions and maybe just kind of the game meaning something, and that's why they couldn't, or whether this is legitimately something to see here. All right, let's go out to the phones. I think my phone thing is working today. Let's start with Lap in the leadoff spot, and then we'll get to Paulie. What's up, Lap? How are you?
Hey, what's up? What's up, Brewster? How's it going, bro?
What's shaking, Lap?
Yeah, man. Special teams just look horrible, man, to your point. The kicker looked like some trash. The giving up those big returns was some trash, you know, and they got to do better, you know what I'm saying, with that. And mind you, it is, you know, the preseason, so we got time to work on. And then the receivers, man, I was just really disappointed. Like, nobody seems to be separating themselves, you know, with the option of Terry. Like, it's just sad, man. And then you got, I guess the only good thing, Roost, is that with the third, fourth, fifth string guys, it won't be hard to do the cut down, you know, to get this roster down to where it needs to be, because you've pretty much seen all you need to see, unless some of those good guys make a leap or jump, you know, and maybe in that second or third preseason. But just very disappointed from that. And I guess hopefully the starters will get some playing time next week, you know, and we'll see what happens.
Yeah, listen, the thing that I worry about most, Lap, is not that third and fourth stringers were exposed and whatever. It's just, I guess, the general sloppiness across the board, right? All the penalties, missed tackles, bad angles, bad special teams. Getting blown off the line of scrimmage if you're Eddie Goldman and if you're Johnny Newton at times. The linebackers, Medrano and Dominique Hampton, who got cut this morning, not very good. It was those little things, when you total them up, that make you go, okay, we know why they got blown out. Now how do they fix it? And I do think, again, they will be a lot better on Monday night, A, because starters will be playing at least some. We don't know exactly how much. But more, like, I wonder if they even took this game seriously, right? They don't game plan for game one. They were sitting around in New England after a physical, feisty joint practice on Wednesday. There's not a whole lot to do where they were staying. I know where they were staying. I wonder if they just kind of took it lightly, quite honestly, even though backups and guys with something to prove shouldn't have taken it lightly. And I'm not saying everybody did. I just wonder if the tempo or if the belief or if the feeling day of game that night right before kickoff and then after the opening kickoff, I just wonder if it was kind of like, boom, like the balloon popped and then it was, you know, who cares what happens tonight?
Let me ask you something, Rooster. So Gabe Teller, they cut, right? He's not...
Well, they never actually signed him. They never actually signed him. He did a tryout. They never actually signed him.
Well, I'm not understanding why he couldn't have made it to play in this game, man. This was like third, fourth, fifth stringers. Like, this would have been perfect. Because doesn't he play linebacker or safety?
He's a safety, but I think you're making too much out of what his name is. I mean, trust me, look, one of the areas that this team right now, barring injury, is pretty good at is safety. When you look at Will Harris being brought over, when you look at Quan Martin, when you look at how Jeremy Reeves, for the most part, has played during camp and all of his experience, yes, largely on special teams, when you look at Percy Butler, who they just re-signed to a year-long to another year extension. When you look at Tyler Owens, I mean, where is Gabe Taylor going to play? You know, I mean, maybe he could have helped him out on Friday night, but where is he going to play?
Yeah, Friday night would have been a perfect opportunity to see what he could do. And that other kid from Virginia, the 6'5 receiver, I always talk about Michael, whatever his name is.
Stratton.
He would have been nice to see, but he only, I think he got one target. So I'm sure that Gabe would have loved to get an opportunity if it wasn't much there, but that would have been the game to put him in and see where he's at. It's not like you got to make roster cuts right away. So, yeah, that's kind of whack that you didn't didn't get that boy a fair shake.
Honestly, I hear you, and I appreciate it, Lab. None of us know how that workout went or that tryout period went during rookie minicamp. And obviously, the easy answer to say is, well, nobody signed him. Right? I mean, nobody has signed him, to my knowledge. I don't think he signed with anybody. I'm trying to look it up real quick to make sure I didn't miss. I don't think he signed anywhere. And if you're a couple of weeks into camp and you haven't signed with somebody, you know, it probably is not the greatest sign, if you will. So, whatever. All right, 150 on the Team 980. We'll get to Paulia on the other side. And you at 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980 on the Team 980. We're streaming live on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. Stay with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.